possible misuse of state vehicles was underscored when the Attorney General paid a fine and reimbursed the state for commuter miles. But even before that, some questioned whether taxpayers were picking up the tab for other state workers' personal trips. Records being reviewed by the Department of Administration show more than half state workers claim no personal miles. The state tries to provide cars to those who drive more than 16,000 miles on the job. It's cheaper than paying for an employee to use their own vehicle. Governor Jim Doyle says those standards will be closely looked at, but wouldn't say whether changes are needed.
The issues are pretty clear. The standards are you shouldn't have a personally assigned vehicle unless you have to use it a good deal in your job.
The Department of Natural Resources is one of the larger agencies where individuals get state vehicles for work purposes. Vance Rayburn is with the DNR's Division of Employee Services. He says some workers may not meet the suggested mileage threshold, but may still need a state vehicle.
For example, we have about 2,800 people in the agency. 70% of those people are located at remote properties throughout the state. So many of those people are not in the vicinity of a state motor pool so that they could check out a vehicle.
The DNR has come under scrutiny for buying a lot of vehicles under a previous administration. Last week, Governor Doyle put a lid on state car purchases. Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay supports the freeze on new state vehicles, but he wants an independent audit in addition to the administration's review of state vehicle policies.
I think that we can look seriously at the number of large vehicles versus small vehicles. We can look at the absolute number of vehicles. Do we really need to have 7,500 vehicles in the state?
Coles also would like the Legislative Audit Bureau to investigate possible favoritism in the bidding process for state vehicles. The governor has been cool to the idea of an audit, and some legislators are concerned there isn't time for the agency to do an audit this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.